Hello, Tracy.
Hi, Kimmy. How are you?
Very well, thank you. You've got a brand new ATV, very exciting. And tell us a little bit how that came about.
Yeah, no, it's a lovely, specky new one, which is pretty exciting. It's always exciting when you get a piece of machinery that actually goes. But we applied for the Stronger Communities grant. Oh, it was about, you know, these things don't work terribly fast, I think about 14 months ago. We were lucky enough to have some support from Fiona Phillips as well with that, and we managed to get the grant for, you know, most of it, about 90% of it, which was wonderful. And we've bought a brand new ATV that got delivered last week. It's been nicknamed Tony, so obviously that's in memory of Tony Vella, but so then we at least get to have Tony on the beach with it a little bit longer.
Oh, I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. So it's all in and in the clubhouse now and ready for our busy upcoming season, we hope.
What does an ATV do for you guys at Surf Life Saving, Tracy?
Well, it certainly makes life a whole hell of a lot easier. I mean, obviously, the way we used to set up the beach, we'd plonk down the beach with a tube and a couple of flags. Well, now, obviously, with the way things are, we've got, you know, four different flags and 20 different signs and an IRB, and, you know, some clubs have jet skis as well, and we've got a patrol shelter and seafids and ducks, and, you know, so it's a big deal. We assist everything down to the beach, but also on the beach, really and honestly, most of our rescues come outside the flags or off the rocks. If you have to run 400 metres across the soft sand down to then go and rescue someone, it's a whole lot better for the rescue when you can go there via vehicle and then swim.
Absolutely, get you there much quicker and you've got more energy.
Yeah, you don't have to stop and get the defib on yourself before you go swimming. So
yeah,
it's always a good thing.
No, they're a fantastic tour for surf life saving.
They last us a long time, but even, you know, we've had, over the years at Malua, we've had numerous times where people have broken legs and whatever on the rocks. Rather than try, you know, it's quite painful to do a chair carry or something like that off through. So if you've got the ATV there, we just drop the tailgate, sit them in the back and can bring them through. Even assisting in, you know, first aid injuries and heart attacks and all sorts of things like that. It really is so beneficial and just makes our life that little bit easier.
I'm talking with Tracy Innes, who is the president of the Batemans Bay Surf Lifesaving Club. Almost at the end of winter into spring, Tracy, so not too far till the new season.
No, it's nearly upon us. So we do those couple of weeks through September with the school holiday. Well, actually, it's nearly October, isn't it?
Yeah.
But those couple of weeks there, we patrol, and then we're off for a couple of weeks, but then we're back on November when the water's a little warmer. We had a great response last year with our nipper movement kicking off. We had 98 nippers by the end of the year, so we're assuming a lot of those will be back. Our coordinator, Reece, did an excellent job within the community last year, and through a lot of the businesses around town, we secured $25,000 that we purchased all brand new nipper boards and gear. We're excited to have a great nipper year for the kids in the town. The statistics coming out of Surf Life Saving Australia on coastal drownings is concerning. It's definitely up the last 3 years as fires and COVID have certainly escalated that problem, whether it's the lack of people on the beach or the fact that, you know, the kids just weren't doing swimming lessons or nippers and things like that. It's a little bit of a worry, so we're gearing up for what we think will be a big year this year.
Yeah, I think so.
People travelling again, you
yep.
know, they're over all that. If you know, Huey behaves and we have a nice bit of sunshine, well, I think we're going to be really busy down the coastal areas.
Now, Tracy, if someone wants to get involved in nippers, the family, or, of course, if you want to be a volunteer with Surf Life Saving, particularly in Batemans Bay or even anywhere along the coast, how do they contact you?
Well, I think the easiest way for most of the clubs is through their websites now or a Facebook page. We have a Facebook page, obviously, the Batemans Bay Surf Life Saving Club, and you can message through that and I can give you any of the details, but also through our website. It has a Join Now button, super simple. And when we start up, you can always rock up to the beach on Saturday or Sunday when people are there and we can help out. What we're asking this year, even for some of our older members, I think I've put through a couple of hundred people through bonds through the years. If you think you can spare a day or 2 days or 4 days over the next 7 months, we'd really appreciate you coming back to the fold and helping out, because obviously many hands make light work. Anyone out there that's had a past bond that would like to just help again just for a couple, you don't have to come back and do every weekend, we'd really appreciate hearing from you.
Absolutely. Tracy, it's always great to have a chat, and I'll keep in touch as the warmer weather gets closer.
Yeah, great. Well, we hope to see you on the beach one day. I'll shout your sausages.
I'll look forward to that. Thanks, Trace.
No worries. Thanks, Kimmy.